here in Masechta Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. As we had learned in the previous shir, the halacha is that not only is there a requirement to place a mezuzah at the entrance to one's home, but there is also a requirement to put a mezuzah on the gate that leads into one's home, into the courtyard that will to the gate of the courtyard that will ultimately lead into one's home. So the Gemara teaches us a braisa that is the basis for that halacha. Tana Rabbanan b'sharecha, when the Torah says v'chsavtam amezuzah is b'secho b'sharecha, it comes to teach us echad sharibatim, whether the gates of the houses, shari chatzeris, the gates of the courtyards leading to the house, echad shari medinas, the gates of countries, vechad shari yoris, the gates of cities, yesh ben choivas mitzvah lamakon. There's a mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put on a mezuzah in all these places. Shem Shenemar, Uchsaftam, a mezuzah is Pesecho v'Sherecho. Shirashi explains that Shari Medinois is like a country, like Hungary, Rashi identifies, Eretz Hagor, that is surrounded by mountains, and there are only specific spots, specific areas which can be entered where they have gates, and a mezuzah has to be put on those entranceways. The Mefarshim say, however, a country not like that, not surrounded by mountains, and could be entered in any spot, even if there is a gate entering the country, will not require a mezuzah. The Mefarshim also ask that the Braisa seems to first say Shari Medinos, the entranceway of countries, and then Shari Ayoris, the entranceway to cities. So Mefarshim ask, if we are working with a progression, first we say the entranceway into the house, then the entranceway into the courtyard, shouldn't if you first said the city and then the country? But based on what we just explained, they explain that the Braisa is teaching us Shari Medinos only require a mezuzah if there are mountains around the country and you could only enter the country through the specific entranceways. However, continues the Braisa, Loizu Afsu, cities always require a mezuzah, since the cities are closer to one's home. Therefore, even if one can enter the city without going through the entranceway, a mezuzah still must be placed. Av Mefarshim explained, Shari Medinos and Shari Ayoris are really both referring to a city, just the difference is whether the city has a wall around it, or whether the city does not have a wall around it. Medinos is where it has a wall around it, Ayoris is where it doesn't have a wall around the city. There are two very fundamental machlokes rishonim in understanding this Gemara. One is a shaila, if this din, that all these different entranceways that we just enumerated require a mezuzah midaraisa, as it seems that the pasuk is teaching us, or is the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting only in a smachta, and the chiyuv mezuzah on these entranceways is really only midrabbanan. Furthermore, there's a shaila, if the entranceways that we say have, these entranceways that have to have a mezuzah, are they an independent chiv? That means, the entrance, if there's a gateway into the courtyard that has to have a mezuzah, is it an independent chiv, an independent obligation? Or is the obligation only because it leads into the court, into the house, which the house has to have a mezuzah, so therefore the gateway to the courtyard, which leads to the house, also has to have a mezuzah. And Avni Nezer explains that what is the difference between these two approaches, he gives a very interesting example. He says, what would be the halacha if someone owns the house or rents the house in which he lives, but he does not own the courtyard leading into that house? If we say that anything that leads to my house requires a mezuzah, because just like I have to have a mezuzah on my house, I have to have a mezuzah on the courtyard entering my house, so therefore, even though he owns the house and not the courtyard, he would have to put up a mezuzah. But if we learn, says the Avni Nezer, that the chiyuv is a separate, independent chiyuv, then the house which I own, I have to put a mezuzah on. The courtyard which I don't own, I will not have to put a mezuzah on. There's an interesting Chazon Ish that tells us that when the Gemara teaches us that the entranceway to courtyards requires a mezuzah, he says we have to differentiate, and we've indicated this difference, between the courtyards of ancient times versus the courtyards of now times. He explains, in ancient times, the Gemara, the Chatzah was an independent area that had a lot of use. They used to do a lot of things and actually live in the Chatzah. So it has an independent use, and therefore, there's a chiyuv mezuzah from the house to the courtyard. However, says the Chazon Ish, nowadays, where courtyards, chatzeris, are not really an independent area, they're subsidiary to the houses, a mezuzah is always put leading from the courtyard to the house, never from the yard, from the house to the courtyard, because the courtyard is always considered subsidiary, and we always put the mezuzah derech bi'ascha in the way entering the main area, which will always be leading from the yard to the house. The Siach Yitzchak points out that the Gemara, when it teaches us now that we have to put a mezuzah on these areas, says yesh ben choivas mitzvah l'makon. We have a mitzvah obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put a mezuzah in these places. Ask the Siach Yitzchak, why doesn't the Gemara just use in the terminology yesh ben choivas mezuzah? There's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. So he explains, when one puts a mezuzah on his home, one may have the intention that he's doing it because the mezuzah is a shmira. The mezuzah is something that protects us. However, the truth is a mezuzah is supposed to be put on because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. It's a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, according to Siach Yitzchak, says the Braisa, when one puts a mezuzah on the gateway to the city, to the country, he's certainly not putting it on for a shmira. It's not his city. It's not his country. He's putting it on because it's a mitzvah l'makom. It's a mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put on the mezuzah. So teaches us the Braisa. Should it always be our intention when putting on a mezuzah? Mitzvah l'makom. The mezuzah is to be put on because it's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. If there is a shmira, if there isn't a shmira, it's not the main point. The Panim Yafos asked the question. The Pasuk says, the last mitzvah in the Torah is V'atem kisvuluchem as a shira azois, to write a sefer Torah. And the Medrash says that even if someone's father wrote a sefer Torah and left it over for him as an inheritance, mitzvah l'chois v'la'atzmai, a person has an independent obligation to write his own sefer Torah. Ask the Panim Yafos, perhaps the same din should be by mezuzah, that if one inherited a home from his parents and the home already had mezuzahs on it, he should perhaps have to place his own mezuzahs. Says the Panim Yafos, our Gemara is the answer to that question. Our Gemara teaches us that the entranceway to a country requires a mezuzah. Says the Panim Yafos, we can't have more than one mezuzah entering the country. But if everybody has to make their own mezuzah, they can't rely on someone else's mezuzah, so we should have to have a separate mezuzah on the doorway for every person, which of course is not the case, and not only not the case, it's not permissible. It would be Baal Taisif. Therefore, he says, even though by Sefer Torah, everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah, by mezuzah, one mezuzah for a house, for each entranceway, even not put on by somebody himself, just inherited, is the mitzvah. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Safra. So Abaye said to Rav Safra, Hani avila de mechuzah. My tam la'avdu ba rabar mezuzah. Why didn't Chazal require that a mezuzah be put on the gates of the town of mechuzah? As Rashi explains, this town was inhabited mainly by Jews, and therefore there should be a requirement to put up a mezuzah. And the Rishash points out, why does Rashi have to say that it was inhabited mainly by Jews? He says, "B'manavshach, if the halacha is that if there's shutfus akum, that if non-Jews are partners, there's no obligation to put on a mezuzah. So even if most of the people are Jews, it shouldn't make a difference. As long as there's one non-Jew, there should be no obligation. If, on the other hand, there is an obligation to put up a mezuzah, even if there's a shut of Akam, even if there's a non-Jewish partner, so what's the difference if the majority are Jews or not?" So the Stechemid explains that what Rashi means to say is that since most of the people residing there were Jews, there won't be any problem in putting up a mezuzah. But Dar Sameach makes an interesting distinction. He says there's a difference on the mezuzah of the entranceway to a home versus the mezuzah on the entranceway to a city. The mezuzah in the entranceway to the home, says Dar Sameach, depends on the people living in that home. And therefore, even if you will have a house which is mostly owned by Jews, shutfus akam, if there's one non-Jewish partner who lives there, there's no obligation to put up a mezuzah. The obligation, however, says the Or Sameach, to a city doesn't depend on the people living on the city, each person individually. We look at the majority of the city, and if the majority of the people living in the city are Jewish, there is a chiyuv mezuzah, and if not, not. Amalei, so he answered him, Hanu chizik la'akra de kubi hu davidi. These gates were only constructed to support the kubi tower, and therefore do not have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah on them. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Safra, "Vakri the kuba gufa to buy mezuzah." And why isn't there a requirement to put a mezuzah because of the kubi tower? There's a residence there for the prison guard. D'atanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, beis haknesses sheyesh ba beis dira, a shul that has an apartment l'chazan haknesses for the shamish chayavus b'mezuzah. And there's a machloikus rishonim, what does it mean that it has an apartment? Is it that in the shul proper there's an apartment, or in that building there's an apartment, and therefore the shul leads into the apartment, and there's an obligation to put on a mezuzah on that apartment? So here too, asked the Gemara, since this god lives in the kubi tower, the gateway below it should have to have a mezuzah. Elav Abaya Mishib Sakana. The reason there was no mezuzah on that gate is because it was dangerous. The Tanya, mezuzah yochid nivdek is pamayim b'shvua. Someone's privately owned mezuzah has to be checked twice every 7 years. V'shal rabim, however, the public mezuzah pamayim b'yovel, twice in a yovel, twice in every 50 years. Rashi says the reason that a public mezuzah is only checked twice in 50 years is because when you're dealing with a rabbin, when you're dealing with many people, there's always the issue that everybody else takes responsibility, nobody specific wants to take responsibility. So that's why Chazal made it less onerous, and they said it only has to be checked twice in 50 years. The Tosfos Yeshanim explains, as we will soon see, a concept, Mishum Sakana, when a mezuzah that is on a public area is checked, there's concern people seeing someone putting it on and take it off may not understand what his intentions are, and therefore the mezuzah is checked less frequently. Our Gemara just now taught us the halacha that a mezuzah a private mezuzah should be checked twice in 7 years. Most Paiskim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says this, hold that it means that it should be checked every 3.5 years. Now Rashi explains, why should a mezuzah be checked every 7.5 years? So Rashi explains, Shema Nirkava or Nignava. Nirkava means it might have gotten spoiled, or Nignava means it might have gotten stolen. And the Paiskim all explain that Rashi isn't saying here two pshatim. Maybe the reason is because it got spoiled, or maybe the reason is because it got stolen. Both reasons are concerned that for which we have to check the mezuzah. And therefore, the halacha is that it's not just adequate to remove, to make sure that the mezuzah is still there. The mezuzah has to actually be removed and checked to see Shema Nirkava if it got spoiled. And if, however, says the Chasam Sofer, that although when one buys or purchases a mezuzah, he has to make sure through a reliable cipher that the mezuzah is a kosher, was written properly, and there are no letters missing, when one checks the mezuzah, and the twice and every 7 years that we're just discussing, it's adequate that the mezuzah be removed, and just it should be checked that there was no decay, and the mezuzah looks like it looked originally. You don't have to take it to a cipher, because that's not the purpose of this rechecking. However, the Paiskim do say that if there's any reason to believe that something might have happened to the mezuzah, maybe there was a strong storm, or Reb Moshe says if the home was painted, then the mezuzah has to be checked as soon as we have a concern that something might have happened to it. The Gemara says in Masech the mezuzah that every time the mezuzah is removed from the home, the mezuzah has to be checked. And there is, of course, a minig that the mezuzah is checked, that people have their mezuzahs checked every year in Elul. The question is this chiyuv to check the mezuzah a chiyuv d'oraisa or chiyuv d'rabbanan? Paiskim point out that it probably, most Paiskim point out that it's probably a chiyuv d'rabbanan. And two proofs are given. One is that in halacha we have a concept of chazaka, that we assume something is kosher if it was always kosher. So this mezuzah was a kosher mezuzah. So we have a chazaka that this mezuzah was kosher, and therefore the midaraisa there is no need to check. It's only midrabanan. Moreover, they say, if the chiv were a chiv deraisa, how can we distinguish between a mezuzah derabim and a mezuzah deyachid, between a private or a public mezuzah? Therefore, they say the chiyuv is only midrabbanan. But ask the shayach sechuvas emet bracha, if the chiyuv is only midrabbanan, how could one remove his mezuzah, where one has an obligation to have a mezuzah on his home, and leave his home without a mezuzah for the time that he's having it checked? So he answers that chazal, the rabbanan, have the ability, since we're not actively doing something wrong, to tell us that we don't have to do a mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah of checking the mezuzah. Although there are paiskim, Moshe Sternberg quotes it in the Shas Chuvas and Argus, that are makbid that during even that short amount of time while the mezuzah is being checked, to have other mezuzahs placed on the door. The question also is, when the mezuzah is removed for checking, does one have to make a new bracha when he puts it back on? The Aruch HaShulchan says that a new bracha does not have to be made. It's not considered a Hesach Hadas. Rav Shlomo Kluger says that a new bracha should be made. A bracha should be made when replacing the mezuzahs that we removed for checking. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does say that if the mezuzahs will not be put back on the same day that they were removed for checking, they'll only be put on the next day or later, then a bracha should be made. It's also interesting to note that the Paiskim say that when removing mezuzahs to have them checked, one should be careful to have the mezuzah put back on the same door that they were removed for. In other words, from. A person should keep track of where the mezuzah he took from came from, because certain doors have a chiv d'oraisa to have a mezuzah, certain doors only have a chiv d'rabbanon, and we should be careful that a door that had a chiv d'oraisa, a mezuzah that was on a door that had a chiv d'oraisa, should not be put now on a door that only had a d'rabbanon. Ma'al b'kaddish v'ein meridin. The Birkei Yosef teaches us that when the time comes to check a mezuzah, the halacha is that every door, every mezuzah should be checked, and we should not rely that we check three mezuzahs and we see that those three are fine, the rest of the mezuzahs in the home do not have to be checked. Rather, every mezuzah should be checked independently. Also, the Pesukim discuss that if one finds it difficult to have the mezuzah removed to be checked, may put another mezuzah. The Pesukim say that certainly that should not be done, because having two mezuzahs on the same side of a doorway is a question about Tosef, and that's Aser. There's a machlokes hachroinim if one is not sure on which side of a door to put the mezuzah. Can he put two mezuzahs, one on each side, and say, well, one anyway I'm not mekayim the mitzvah with. The binyan tzion is Mekel, the Chelkas Yaakov is Machmer. Vav Rabbi Yehuda, so Yehuda tells us, Ma'aseh b'tivan echad, there was a story with one person, Shaibaydik Mezuzah b'shuk ha'alyan sh'tzipari, that he was having his mezuzah check in the upper marketplace of Tzipari, U'matzah kazda echad, and an officer saw him, for not to lament elf zuz, and he took for him 1,000 zuz fine for practicing witchcraft. So we see that wherever there is a tzakana, a mezuzah does not have to be put. That's why, says the Gemara, there was no mezuzah put on the Kubi Tower. Ask the Gemara, how did this person end up in such a situation while doing a mitzvah? From Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar taught us, Shluchim mitzvah in an azaykin, somebody doing a mitzvah doesn't come into danger. The Miri explains, because the reason is that the mitzvah protects him. The morale explains that somebody who does a mitzvah is showing that he's completely subservient to Hashem, and he's completely subservient to Hashem, he has nothing to worry about. Answers the Gemara, Heichet Kaviyah Zeka, in a situation where there's a likelihood that he'll be harmed, Shani, it's different. And that was the situation there, it was likely that he would get harmed. And that's why the halacha is, for example, that we know that the halacha is the Pesach by night is a Leil Shmurim, a night that we're protected, yet we close our doors on Pesach by night, because it's Kaviyah Zeka. If somebody's going to leave his door open, it's likely that he'll have a problem. And so too, the Pesukim say that even around the ghettos of cities in Europe, like the ghetto around Prague and the ghetto around Krakow, which were all Jewish places, since it was a sakana, a mezuzah was not placed. Where do we see this concept that where there's a real likelihood for danger, a mezuzah doesn't have to be placed, and we do have to worry for sakana? The ksiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel to go anoint David HaMelech as king. And Shmuel says to Hashem, V'yayim Shmuel, Eich Eilech, how can I go? V'shama Shmuel, Shama Shol, Shol will hear about this, V'ergeini, and he'll kill me. V'yayim Hashem, Eglis Baka Tikach B'yotcha, take with you a small calf, V'mata Lizbarach Hashem Basi, I'm going to bring a carbon. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Shmuel to go, yet he was concerned that he would be in danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him to do this subterfuge of saying that he was going to bring a carbon. So the Makna asks, who says that Pshat is that Shmuel was concerned that while he was going he would be in danger? Maybe Shmuel felt that he would be in danger later on, but while he was going he had nothing to be concerned, because it was a Shlich Mitzvah. Says the Makna, because the Pasuk says Eich Eilech, that Shmuel was already concerned, Eilech, how could I go? He wasn't only concerned about what would happen later. And the Malbim says, look how far we have to be careful about always saying the truth, says the Malbim. Why couldn't have Shmuel just taken a carbon, taken an animal, and say to Shaul, if he was caught, I'm going to take a carbon because Hashem wants me to bring a carbon? Says the Malbim, if Hashem wouldn't have told Shmuel to take the carbon, even though by not having this excuse he would be in great danger, rather be in great danger than say a lie, say that Hashem told me to take a carbon when he did not tell him to take a carbon. Tanur of Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda. So if Kahana taught in front of Yehuda, Beis HaTevin, a storehouse for straw, or Beis HaBakar, or a barn, or Beis HaEitzim, a woodshed, Beis HaEitzim is a warehouse, Peturim and Mezuzah, they're all part of a Mezuzah, Nesha Noshin, Noises Ben, because women make use of them. Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Kahana, my Noises, what does that mean? Rechtzis, they wash themselves there. So in other words, what Rav Kahana is teaching us is that normally a warehouse is a storage room is mechuyev in mezuzah. Specifically, these storage rooms were part of a mezuzah because women used it for washing and they weren't dressed and therefore they're part of. And the reason the Mefarshim explained a warehouse, a storage room is mechuyev in mezuzah, because since people constantly enter there and people use those rooms and it's part of the house, that's why they're mechuyev in a mezuzah. But of course it has to be a real living area. That's why the Paiskim say that, let's say someone has a walk-in refrigerator, a walk-in freezer, even though he can walk into the room, there is no chiyev mezuzah. Also, only a closet, a storage room where one can walk in, is there a chiyev mezuzah. But a closet where one stands outside and just puts in and takes out items certainly has no chiyev mezuzah. And these rooms, says the Gemara of Kahana held, did not have a mezuzah because women stood in those rooms when they weren't dressed washing themselves. However, says Drama draws the following distinction. He says that if it's a room which is a regular room in a home, even though the room at times is used for purposes that are not dignified, the example being a bedroom, which is a real room, but sometimes is used where a husband and wife have relations, even though such a room, while the husband and wife had relations, should not have a mezuzah, but since it's a regular room, we put a mezuzah on that room. However, says the Paiskim, that the right way to do it is to have the mezuzah on the outside of the door, so that when the door is closed, the mezuzah is on the other side of the door. If that's not possible, then the mezuzah should be at least covered while they're having relations. However, this room, explains Drama, was a room designated specifically, it was like a bathroom, and therefore there was no need to have a mezuzah. Amalei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, however, says to Rav Kahana, Tama de Rechtzos. You're saying the reason these rooms were exempt from mezuzah because they were used for women to wash themselves when they weren't dressed. Hastama, had they not been used for that purpose, Chayoven, they would be obligated in mezuzah. As Rav Yehuda of Atanya, Refes Bakar, Ptur Min Mezuzah, a stable is always exempt from a mezuzah. Ask Tosfos, perhaps that the stable, quote, mentioned in that brisa, is a stable where women wash themselves, and therefore it's potter. Says Tosfos, women wouldn't wash themselves in stables. So it's not correct to explain that that's the Refus Parker. Rather, explains Rav Yehuda, minor Isis. Isis means miskashtes, where they adorn themselves with perfume. Vachtani. And according to Yehuda, the Bryce is teaching us, even though it's a room that has a very significant use, it's a room where women adorn themselves, still Peturim departed from mezuzah. Amalei Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda, is it possible to say that a room where women adorn themselves is exempt from mezuzah? V'tanya, we learned in the Bryce, a refis baka Peturim mezuzah. A stable is part of a mezuzah. Here it says specifically that a room where women adorn themselves is chayev mezuzah. Elamai Islach Lameima. What does Rav Kahana have to tell? Rav Kahana said, what must we say? Meskashtus Tanaihi. In a room where a woman adorns himself, it's a machloikas tanoim if there's a requirement for mezuzah. Says Rav Kahana, if we already have to establish machloikas tanoim, I'll explain the din namistama tanoihi. Even a regular warehouse, I will explain as a machloikas if it's required a mezuzah or not. So the way we understand the Gemara is as follows. According to Rav Kahana, a warehouse is a machloikas if it's required a mezuzah. If women adorn themselves, they certainly have to put a mezuzah. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, will hold like this. A regular warehouse, a regular storage house, certainly doesn't require a mezuzah. If it's a storage house that's used for women to adorn themselves, then there's going to be a machloikis if a mezuzah is required. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Beischa, you have to put a mezuzah on your home. The home which is specifically yours. Prat, the base at Tevin, or base at Bokr, or base at Eitzel, or base at Oitrois, Shabaturim and Mezuzah, Apatim and Mezuzah. The Yesh Mechayvim, and some say that they are obligated in Mezuzah. The Emes Umr, Chazal Torah, base at Kisei, an outhouse, base at Burski is a tannery, base at Merchet is a bathhouse, base at Tefillah is a house of immersion, a mikvah, Vishanoshim Noistahen, Peturim and Mezuzah. Says the Gemara. Rav Kahana Metasel Tamei. Rav Kahana will explain this price according to his understanding, and Rav Yehuda Metasel Kamei. Rav Yehuda will explain the price according to the way he understands the halacha. Rav Kahana Metasel Tamei. Beischa, when the Torah says Beischa, it means Beischa Hamiyuchd Lecha, the helm which is specifically yours. Prat, Lebeis Habakar, Lebeis Atevel, Lebeis Abakar, Lebeis Eitzim, Lebeis Atzrim. That this mandama holds that a regular warehouse doesn't have to have a mezuzah, and the other mandama holds that a regular warehouse does require a mezuzah. And then Mesamru, Chazal taught us, base Hakisei, or base Haburski, or base Hamerchutz, or base Tefillah, Veshenoshim Noises Behen, and my Noises, what does Noises mean, Roich Tzoyf, where women wash themselves and they're not dressed, Peturim and Mezuzah are part of a Mezuzah. Ask the Gemara if the definition, Shenoshim Noises Behen, is where women wash themselves, Hainu Merchutz, it's the same as a mikvah. Why does it have to be mentioned separately? Answers the Gemara, Ashmina Merchutz, the Rabbim, the Brisa teaches us about a public bathhouse, Ashmina Merchutz, the Yochanan teaches us about a private bathhouse. The Sakadat, the Chamina, had only Merchutz, the Rabbim, be mentioned, I would have said, Merchutz, the Rabbim, a public bathhouse, the Nofish Zume, it's specifically very foul. That's where there's an exemption from a mezuzah. Ava Merchutz to Yochid, a private bathhouse. The Loi Nafis Umei, that isn't that foul. Eimel Lechai B'Mezuzah, Shubi Mechuyven Mezuzah, Kamash Malan. That's why he taught us that it also is exempt from a mezuzah. Ask the Rishonim, perhaps we should just say the opposite. Teach us the halacha by a private bathhouse and say that a private bathhouse doesn't have to have a mezuzah. And certainly a public bathhouse won't require a mezuzah. The answer is that the private bathhouses used hot water and therefore had steam and heat. The public bathhouses had cold mikveh. So although it was public, but it was not cold and didn't have all that heat and steam, that's why each one has to be mentioned separately. Rehuda Matasa Tamei, Rehuda is going to explain the price according to his understanding. Hachitani. Beischa, Beischa, Miyuchadloch. Prat, the Beis HaTevin, the Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOitzris, Shevaturim, Min HaMezuzah, Afil Miskashtish. The first Tana holds that even the warehouses which are used for significant use, for women adorning themselves, is Potter. That means, certainly any warehouse, according to Yehuda, is part of the mezuzah. But even one that has this Tana holds that even one that's used for a specific, significant use, is still potter. V'yesh mechayvim, and the second Tana holds that if it's a warehouse that uses the meskashtos for women to adorn themselves, it's mechayvim mezuzah. Avo b'stam, If it's a regular warehouse, the Vehakel Potter, everybody will agree that it's Potter according to Yehuda's understanding. And Bemis Amru, Beis Akisei, Beis Aburski, Beis Amechus, Beis Atfilo, Abish and Nosh, Mishkashis Behem, Termin of Mezuzah, are all Potter from Mezuzah, Shundanof is a Hume, because they have a particularly foul. He's going to explain the Isis means that even though they use it for adorning themselves, it's Potter from Mezuzah, it's the first time. Ask the Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda, Spama de Rehakel Potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody will agree that a regular warehouse is Potter from Mezuzah. For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, B'Shorecho, the Braisa teaches, B'Shorecho, Echad Shari Batim, V'Echad Shari Chatzeres, the gates to the houses, the gates to the courtyards, V'Echad Shari Medinas, the gates to the country, Echad Shari Yoras, the gates to the city, V'Refes, a stable, Lulin is a chicken coop, Umatbein, a straw shed, Oitris Yain, storehouses for wine, Oitris Shemin, storehouses for oil, Chayovin, b'mezuzah. So here it says specifically that warehouses are mechuyev b'mezuzah. As Tosfos, perhaps we're talking about a warehouse in which women adorn themselves. And there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's an iman de omer, that a storehouse used for adorning is mechuyev mezuzah. So why don't we explain the braisa that way? So Tosfos has two answers. One answer is, like we said earlier, a woman would not use a stable to adorn herself. Another Tarot Tosfos says is that if that's what the braisa meant, that it's talking about a storehouse being used for adorning, the Braisa should have said it. The fact that the Braisa doesn't say it seems to be an indication that it's under all circumstances. Yochel Shani Marba, I would think that we should add Ach Beishar, a gatehouse. Achsadra is like a three-walled porch. Bepesis is a gallery. Tamloimer, Bias. Ma Bias Miyuchel Adira, a home which is used for living, Yotza Elush Enem Yechadim Ladira, where people don't live. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos Siman Aleph, here we seem to be saying that an entranceway, a gatehouse, is Potter from Mezuzah. We learned, the first Gemara we learned today, that a gatehouse is Mechuyev Mezuzah. So Tosfos has two answers. One answer is something that we said at the beginning of this year. This Braisa is talking Midaraisa. Midaraisa, all these areas are Potter from Mezuzah. The Gemara that we began the shiur with today is only Midrabanan. Another Tirus that Tosfos gives, a man is where the gatehouse leads into. If it leads into a house, then there's a Chi Mezuzah. These gatehouses do not, however, lead into a home, and therefore are Potter from Mezuzah. Yochel Shani Marba at Beis Akisei, Beis Aburski, Beis Amerchus, Beis Atfila, that they also should have to have a mezuzah. Tamalai Mabayis. Ma Bayis Hosul Covered, a home which is used for a dignified purpose. At Kola Hosul Covered, it has to have a dignified function. Yotze Eilish Enesuin Lekovered. Yochel Shani Marba at Harabayis. The Harabayis, Alishkis, the various chambers. Vazoris, the Azara. Tamalai Mabayis. Ma bayis shulchol, just like a home which is used for regular use, af kol shulchol, only if it's used for regular use. Yotzei l'shen kodesh that are holy. But tiyufta, from here we see that a regular, as we explained earlier from the beginning of the braisa, that a regular storage house is mechuyev in a mezuzah, and that's the way we talk a paskin. And in fact, there's an interesting chamudi daniel that the chamudi daniel points out that not only does a gatehouse or any of these type of areas that lead into a home mechuyev mezuzah, but perhaps there's even a chumra by them, because normally the halacha is that there's no chi, that the chi mezuzah is only when the home is a dalet al dalet, 4 amos by 4 amos. Says the Chamudi Daniel, that's only in a regular room in a house, but in a room which is designated and is useful even when it's smaller than dalet al dalet, like a gatehouse. A gatehouse doesn't have to be dalet al dalet to have its to be useful. There's a chiyuv mezuzah even when it's smaller. And in fact, the Paiskim say, based on this Chamudi Daniel, that any place that it has a use accomplished, even though it's less than dalet al dalet, should have a chiyuv mezuzah. Our minig is that if the room is less than dalet al dalet, we don't make a bracha. The Rishonim all ask, we got into this whole sugya of Hilchus Mezuzah by speaking about the Lishkas Behedrin, where the Kohen Gadol was sequestered for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. It was on the Har HaBayis, and that's how we got into discussion of the Zechi Mezuzah. Yet the Braisa just taught us that all the various areas in the Beis HaMikdash were exempt from a Chiv Mezuzah. So the Rishayim say a number of answers. One answer is that Rabbanan and Yehuda that we learned in the previous year disagree with this Braisa. Another answer is that this Braisa is going Midaraisa, and our discussion was only a Chiv Rabbanan. Another answer given is it depends what is the use of the room. When this Braisa teaches us that the various areas on the Beis HaMikdash are parted from a mezuzah, the Braisa means to teach us when they're used for Kodesh purposes, for holy purposes. But the Lishkas Behedrin wasn't used when the Kohen Gadol was there only for holy purposes. He ate there, he slept there, he did everything there. Then the Braisa would agree to the Chi of mezuzah. And in fact, it makes a lot of sense to say that there is. Because the halacha is, Ein yeshiva ba'azara, one may not sit in the Azara, Ela l'malchi beistavil vad, only malchi beistavit. The Kohen Gadol didn't sit for a whole week in the Lishkas Behedrin. Of course he didn't just stay for 7 days and nights. It means it's only when it's being used for a Kodesh purpose. When it's used for a regular purpose, it's required a mezuzah. And another teretz given is that this Lishkas Behedrin opened up to the Choyl, opened up to a regular area, and since it opened up to a regular area, it was mechuyev and a mezuzah. Tanur Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Kamei de Rava. Shish Sha'arim Peturim and Mezuzah. There's six gates that are exempt from mezuzah. Beis HaTevin, a straw house for straw. Beis HaBakar is a barn. Beis HaEitzim is a woodshed. Beis HaOitzris is a regular storage house. Shar HaMadai is a gate that was used in Madai. We'll discuss it in a moment more. Shar She'en HaMakura, a gate that doesn't have a roof. V'Shar She'en HaGvay HaSar, a gate that isn't 10 Tfachim high. Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, "V'sachta b'shisha, you said that you're going to speak about six gates. V'salakta b'shiva, actually you spoke about seven. Amalei, shar hamodai, this gate from Modai tanoihi is a machloikus tanoim. The Tanya, keeper, a curved archway. Ramei b'chay mezuzah. Ramei says it requires mezuzah. V'cham and poitrin. And the Cham say it doesn't require mezuzah. Says the Gemara, shavin. Everybody agrees." Shem yesh baragla asara, that if there's a straight wall of 10 tefachim before it begins to arch, shechayevus mezuzah. That's a regular doorway. Amar Abaya, furthermore, says Abaya, the kula alma gvaya asara, if it's 10 tefachim tall, vein baragla shloisha, but there isn't 3 tefachim height, and 4 tefachim width. There is an area that's 3 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim wide. Lav klumi, that's certainly not an entrance wide. Inami, yesh baragla shloisha. Even if it has a height of 3 tefachim, vein gvaya sura, but it never reaches 10 tefachim by 4 width, also lav klumi, it's not considered a door. When is there a machloikis between Ramei and the Chachamim? Vainechli begvaya sura, when it's 10 tefachim high, v'yesh b'ragla shloisha, and has a 3 tefachim height by 4 tefachim width, v'ein b'rach v'arba, but it isn't 4 tefachim wide all the way up. The first 3 tefachim, it has this 3 by 4 dimension, but then it narrows. V'yesh b'lachuk l'ashtim l'arba. However, the wall surrounding the archway is large enough to allow one to carve it out to have the proper dimensions. Ramea holds Kaikikil Hashlim that the halacha views as if we can carve out the area and halachically there's an entrance. Rabban and Savri and Kaikikil Hashlim, it's not considered like it's an entranceway. Interesting Shaila that the Taz discusses is that let's say we have an archway that is the right size. Most archways would be 10 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim wide. That's about 40 inches by 16 inches. Where do you put the mezuzah? Because where does the where does the halacha view that it starts, that the side ends and then the top begins? Because the halacha is the mezuzah should be on the side, not on the top. Most paiskim, it's interesting, Shaila, however, most paiskim say that the mezuzah should be put before the door begins to arch. Tana bonin, beis a knesses, a shul, beis isha, a house owned by a woman, or beis a shutfim, a house owned by partners, chayevus mezuzah, are all require mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, pshita. Of course, why should I think otherwise? Answers the Gemara, madatayma, beis chavolai beisa. Torah says only your home and not a woman's home. Beis chav alei b'teim, your home and not the home of partners. Kamash malon, that's what the Bryce has to teach us, that the home of a woman and the home of partners is required to have a mezuzah. Ask the Gemara v'emal chanami, maybe a woman's home and a partner's home doesn't have to have a mezuzah. So the Mefarshim asks, the Gvursari asks, why would I have a mina that a woman's home doesn't have to have a mezuzah? So the Gvursari says, let's look in the parasha of Ahayim Shemaya, where we learn the halach of a mezuzah. The entire parasha is written b'loshen rabbim in the plural. Then when we come to the halach of mezuzah, it says uchsaftem al mezuzahs beisecha. It goes into the singular. Why did the Torah change its tense from plural to singular? Perhaps the Torah is teaching us that only the home of a man, not the home of a woman, is mechuyav mezuzah. Specifically, as the Netziv says, since the halacha is that a woman is not allowed to write a mezuzah, so I would think maybe her home doesn't have to have a mezuzah either. That's why the pasuk teaches us that it does have to. What is the pasuk that teaches us? Amakra leman yirbu yameichem v'meivneichem. The Torah tells us what is the reward for keeping the mitzvah mezuzah, that you'll have long days, you and your children. Hana b'chayu, the only men require long days. The hana loy b'chayu, and not women. Ella, it must be that women are mechuyev mezuzah. As for kiva eger, that answer works for the home of a woman. Because if we would say that women's homes are exempt from mezuzah, the question is, only men need to live, not women. But how do we know about the home of a partner? Let's say two men are partners in a home. I'll say that that home is exempt, but they'll be able to be mekayim mitzvah mezuzah on the home that they own themselves. Answer the Mefarshim, answer the Kveigah, that since the Torah says leman yirbu yameichem loshen rabim, it teaches us both that a woman who also wants to live is mechuyev mezuzah, and also the home of partners leman yirbu yameichem loshen rabim is mechuyev mezuzah. Ask the Gemara el beischa lamelis. What do I learn from the singular beischa? Kederava da merava derech biascha. The mezuzah should be put on the way you enter the home. A person moves his right foot, then his left foot, and that's how we know the mezuzah should be put on the right side. Says the Marduk that even if a home is inhabited mainly by people who are left footed, that they move their left foot first, still the mezuzah should be put always on the right side. Because, explain the Shach, the mezuzah is not a chiv of a person. A mezuzah is a chiv of a house, and the Brice is teaching us that the house has to have a mezuzah always on the right side of the entrance.